Hello, everybody. In today's Nachtelu, we're discussing Tehillim chapter 126. This is a short chapter with six psukim in it. We continue in the Shir HaMaalos chapters. This is a more famous one. We say it before benching on Shabbos. The main theme is about the happiness we'll feel during the final redemption. In this chapter, the author relates, when we return to Eretz Yisrael, we'll be like dreamers. Our mouths will be filled with laughter. Everyone will be cognizant Hashem has done great things for His people. This, in return, will add to the feelings of happiness that will be dominant at that time. The Tehillim ends with a prayer to Hashem for Kibbutz Golias, the ingathering of the exiles. Am Yisrael will flow back to Eretz Yisrael like streams in the desert. Those who kept Hashem's mitzvahs with great difficulty will reap reward for them at the end. Obviously, with 6.5 million Jews back in Eretz Yisrael, we can see how the process of Kibbutz Golias is well underway. Now for the highlight pasuk, Shir HaMaalos B'Shuv Hashem Es Shiva Sion Hayinu Kechomim, a song of ascents. When God returns the captivity to Tzion, we'll be like dreamers. What does it mean, we'll be like dreamers? The Meforshim explain over here, when the Jewish nation returns from exile, we'll be so happy, all the suffering of exile will feel like a dream. The Ravad Wali explains, mankind will go from a state of smallness to a state of bigness. Therefore, the suffering we went through will feel like a person waking up from a dream. Essentially, what this means is we'll go from a low level of consciousness to a higher level of consciousness, to one of great awareness of Hashem. When you're dreaming, you feel and experience the dream as real. But when you wake up, you see all your thoughts you were having were really just a dream. When you wake up from a dream, you become aware of the illusionary quality of your thinking and realize, hey, I was dreaming. Just like people have nightmares, in Gullus now it can be said we're also experiencing daymares when we fail to see through the illusion of our everyday experience and are constantly fooled by it. We perceive the world and events around us as the total reality when it's really only a drop in the bucket. When Mashiach comes, it'll feel like waking up from a dream. We'll think, oh my God, this whole thing was just like a really bad dream, and now it's over. We'll all be lifted up to a new level of consciousness. We'll perceive the true reality of our thoughts and be awakened to a completely new reality, one called God Mind. May we merit to see through the thick illusion of our daily experience, to truly wake up from our one giant daymare, when the world will be filled with the knowledge of God like the waters that cover the earth. Stay tuned to our next episode of Nach Daily. We'll be moving on to Parak 127. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.